Good morning. It's back to school. Everybody is so happy. I know, you know, we parents are happy. The back to school season can be very hectic time for families in general, but this time of year is an especially hard adjustment for kids with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. You know, we talk about it all the time, ADHD. Transitioning from relaxed summer schedules to earlier mornings and indoor classroom learning can be very difficult for children with ADHD. Harvard neuropsychiatrist and ADHD expert Dr. Teresa Cerulli joins us now with tips to help parents best prepare in advance for the new school year. And I know from experience how difficult this can be. Good morning to you, Dr. Cerulli.
Good morning. Good morning.
I tell you, I just went through this for like 3 years with my husband's daughter, and we get her in and we didn't even know she had ADHD until we just started watching her. And I was like, honey, I think there's a problem here. But school was the first year. Oh, my God. It was crazy, chaotic, getting her out the bed, forgetting lunch, forgetting her book bag, just all kind of craziness. It was madness.
It certainly can be quite chaotic, especially before getting an understanding of what's causing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes this is happening before you even have an understanding of the diagnosis. It hasn't been well defined yet,
right,
for families, and they're just struggling, mm-hmm, without knowing why they're struggling.
Yes, yes. So talk about, first of all, you know, what parents will see or may not see if their kids are ADHD and they have no clue about it.
Sure. So first, know that I'm glad we're having this discussion, because ADHD is quite common.
Mm-hmm.
People may not realize there's about 6 million children in the U.S. affected with ADHD, which is about 11% of our population in the U.S., children in the U.S. And in Georgia, that number is 9.3%.
Wow.
9.3% of kids, mm-hmm, in Georgia that have ADHD, whether yet, you know, diagnosed or not diagnosed,
mm-hmm,
officially. So it is common. It is common in your child's classroom. And the symptoms, the core features of ADHD are inattention, impulsivity, and hyperactivity,
mm-hmm,
which that can sound like any one of us on a given day.
True.
But do know those three core symptoms, inattention, impulsivity, and hyperactivity. It's the persistence of those and the severity of those over time and the way they impact us at home, at work, in social settings, and certainly in school,
mm-hmm,
which is why you're absolutely right. The back to school time can be quite challenging. Kids with ADHD, although structure is needed and is quite an important part of the treatment, they really that is to them feels like being in prison. They rather the lazy days of summer are much better fit than the school, the highly structured, routine, mundane, sometimes setting of school. So it is like hitting a wall for these kids sometimes.
You know, when we finally got the diagnosis, which we already knew that's what it was, and but we had to settle into a routine. Well, my thing was, okay, we're going to do behavior modification. We're going to change our diet. We're going to do schedules and all of that. It worked to a degree. But as she got into school, she didn't focus. It was still the same stuff. I came home one day, her father had taken her to the doctor, got her on medication. We saw a marked difference in her being able to focus and sit still. And because I literally, she was 10, she couldn't sit still. And she was doing poorly in class because of the non-focus. So after the medication, we still kept her on schedule, you know, everything kind of in a row, getting prepared the night before for school, book bag by the door, lunch, you know, one of us had to be there with her in the morning to make sure the lunch went in the book bag. But that system of structure really worked for her as well, as far as us not being crazily frustrated in the morning and her not forgetting stuff that she needed.
Yes, absolutely. So, so important. You really summed up nicely, I think, what a lot of ADHD families are facing. And the treatment strategies really are multifactorial. You really do need to look at the biology. This is a neurobiologically based condition. It's often quite heritable. And it is a medical condition. So this is not, ADHD is not a learning disability.
Right.
It is a medical condition. So the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry still recommend talking to your doctor about the use, a potential use of stimulant medications mm-hmm. as first-line treatment for school-age children with ADHD.
Yes.
But as you described so nicely, besides the medication, there are non-pharmacologic interventions and strategies that really help kids with ADHD. The structure of where is the backpack,
mm-hmm.
What needs to, and how do you organize what needs to go into the backpack in the morning to get the child out the door and to school on time. It's those things and how you think about them as a family system that really can make all the difference in the world.
You know, and it is a family issue. And we had to set alarms. So she had alarms because if we did not do that, she would stay in the shower for an hour just watching the water run. So we had to set schedule. I'm serious. I am so serious. I could tell so many stories about this girl.
I can picture because there's
yes.
kids with ADHD and adults, often very creative thinkers
mm-hmm.
and out-of-the-box thinkers. And so they'll be in their head daydreaming that it's not, there's a lot of activity going on up there in the brain. So the hour has passed quickly because whatever they're thinking about is of interest to them. So an hour can feel like 5 minutes
yes.
when it's an interesting topic. Or the opposite, when it's something that's boring to the ADHD individual, then 5 minutes can feel like an hour. So time is relative.
Very relative. We had to find that out as well, between getting dressed or just putting your shoes on or washing dishes. I mean, so many things. We had to almost keep her in a box without making her feel like she was in a box. But it was a very interesting 3 years for us. And like you said, it is a family issue because we all had to get involved, including my mother, who lives with us. And so everybody who was in our household had to help us, you know, make sure that we had everything going in the right direction. And then I think, too, giving them the free time to be expressive and just to do nothing or watch TV, or she would watch TV on a bouncy ball, you know, those big exercise balls.
Mm-hmm.
She would watch TV.
Yep.
She would watch TV and bounce on the bouncing ball. It would drive me crazy. I couldn't even watch it. But that's she just released that way. You know, it was just crazy.
Yep.
But it was so interesting. You have to give them time to not be in the box.
Yes, and I think so. That's a good example also of how you may be able to, as the parent, really be the leader of your child's treatment team, because
mm-hmm.
over time you'll start to recognize what works, what strategies work for your child. Kids with ADHD are often, you know, this is not a learning disability. They're quite bright
smart.
And are fully capable of learning and excelling.
Mm-hmm.
But how they learn may be different. They may need to be bouncing on a ball or in motion in order to best absorb information.
Yeah.
And so as a parent, you can really impart this kind of knowledge to your child's teacher, to the doctor. You are the leader of the treatment team, and you will know, you're the expert in what your what particular things your child struggles with
mm-hmm.
with ADHD, and also what particular strategies seem to have had some benefit.
We the first year again was a struggle, but the teacher recognized that she was smart. She just couldn't focus. So once we got the treatment underway, within that year, she was placed in Tallentton and gifted. Well, it was funny. In the next year,
what a great story!
I know. In the next year, I mean, but we had to get her up to par. We had to just get her there. She had it in her brain, but you know, it was never corralled in, so to speak. So the next year, Tallentton and gifted, and we would go and visit the classroom. And when I tell you, this teacher, she was ADHD too. So she understood all the kids. The,
mm-hmm.
The classroom was a mess. Kids were just, you know, just it was an expressive, creative place, but she taught them what they needed to know. And I looked at that environment and I said, there's no way my brain could not work that way. It would drive me crazy. But for them, that whole thing was just this frenetic pace of energy and learning. And like I said, it was a mess. That was one thing that would have bothered me. But when I was talking to the teacher about it, she was like, well, you know, I'm ADHD too. So I enjoyed this. So it was just perfect. It was a perfect year for her. She excelled, like I said, talented and gifted, honor roll, A student, beta class. I mean, all of it. All of it, because we finally found the right fit for her and the right path for her.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful. And that's so, it's so helpful that you're sharing your story. And I hear this over and over again from patients in my office. I want to create an optimistic picture. You mm-hmm. really can, you know, excel. This is a highly, highly treatable condition. If you have ADHD and the positives with the creativity and the energy and the out-of-the-box thinking are just that, they're positive.
Absolutely.
You just have to kind of rein in and know how to best utilize structure, what strategies work, and again, collaborate with the teacher, mm-hmm. collaborate with your physician, the pediatrician, and things can look quite different than when you're first getting the diagnosis.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just overwhelming.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, there's other things we had to work on, social skills and all of that. And that goes along with it. Sometimes there needs to be some social skills training, you know, other things, how to deal with other people, all of that, because some kids with ADHD don't like to interact. Some kids with ADHD love to interact. And it's just an interesting thing to watch. So where should people go for more information?
Sure. I mentioned speaking with your doctor, and I think that's really important. So besides talking to your teacher about strategies in the classroom, mm-hmm. talking with your doctor about strategies from the, you know, from the medical perspective, because, and I mean medical perspective in awareness of what ADHD is,
yes.
In the brain, and, you know, not just the medication piece, but what ADHD is, what it's not. This is a medical condition. Mm-hmm. But also the developments in the field of ADHD. I've been doing this now about 15 years as my specialty, and there have been so many changes that, you know, the science of medicine is continuously evolving. And in ADHD in particular, we've seen a number of medications. There are a lot of options now compared to when I started in the field. And there's, for example, a company called Neos Therapeutics that I've been working with, and they developed an extended release orally disintegrating tablet
mm-hmm.
Called Adzenys XR-ODT. And it dissolves in the mouth. You don't need water. It dissolves in, you know, about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's swallowed. And it is FDA approved for kids ages 6 and above, so for adult use as well.
Okay.
This is a stimulant. So Adzenys XR-ODT is a stimulant, which means it's a controlled substance.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the controlled substances have the risk for abuse and dependence, so you do certainly want to collaborate closely with your doctor, your child's doctor, with regard to the medication management. Keep it in a safe place, sure that, and do what you can to prevent
yes.
the misuse of a medication. But it is, these are pieces of the treatment, what they'll call the treatment team. Your doctor is an important part
mm-hmm.
of that treatment team.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Cerulli, talk about, if you will, just for a moment, the fact that it is not one size fits all. You know, some people think, well, my kid takes this medication and my next kid can take that medication too. But I was a foster parent, and a lot of my kids had ADHD or some kind of thing, something going on with them. And one size did not fit all. Some of them had a different medication. Some of them, you know, it was just really different.
Yes, yes, you are so correct. And ADHD, it's a very heterogeneous condition. So I'm talking of the core features being inattention, impulsivity, and hyperactivity. But those three core features can present so differently
mm-hmm.
from patient to patient, from child to child, from adult to adult. So from a, you know, from a biological standpoint and a genetic standpoint, we know that this is a medical condition, but the symptomatology can vary quite a bit in how it presents in a given individual. So absolutely do not share medications. It's illegal and it can be harmful.
Yes.
So your doctor is so, it really work closely with your doctor to understand ADHD as a medical condition, but to understand the medications, the stimulant medications are controlled substances for a reason, and you want to make sure that safety first, always. So talk with
Absolutely.
Your doctor.
Absolutely. Can you give that website one more time for folks to go for more information?
Yeah, the adzenisxrodt.com is a good resource. That was adzenisxrodt.com. Other organizations that might be helpful, CHAD, Children and Adults with ADHD, they have a website and a lot of resources that are available to assist as well, besides talking with your doctor.
All right. Thank you for this great information. We're looking forward to a great start to a school year. ADHD expert, Dr. Teresa Cerulli, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.